We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from a dry but wet Flowery Branch here in Atlanta Falcons training camp. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the leader of Allie's Army, the Queen of Tofu, Miss Allie Mack. We have Slim here on the ones and twos with us on the ground, and the most vanilla man in radio, Mr. Dylon Matthews, back at the ranch holding things down. And it is a crisp summer morning here.
I feel like you just told that that riddle, what gets wetter as it dries.
What's the answer to that?
You don't know that?
No.
I never heard that one?
What is the answer to that?
A towel.
But
you said it's wet but dry, and I was like, man, is this man doing a riddle right now in the middle of the parking lot? Like, I was like, man, we're starting off with a riddle right here off the top.
And here's the deal. I look at the grass, asphalt, and I see the water that is there, and the lights are magnifying it here at Flowery Branch. But then again, I put my hand outside of this tent that Slim has put up for us,
yeah,
and
we're good to go.
I feel no precipitation yet. I do believe it will come at some point. We will have some, but right now, Allie, I believe that this start is better than yesterday's.
Well, and I think the three of us look a lot better prepared today, so I'm proud of us. Good job to all of us. Today we have a lot going on the show. 6:40 today, the most controversial part of the week. Every single week, top five Tuesday, and it's in my control today. So I made my list a different way today. I was just telling you guys this off air. I didn't research because I didn't want to go through the analysis paralysis that is the internet. So I went with my gut. I went with my soul because I went with the best TV show theme songs, and I know there's one sticking out in my brain right now that's not on this list that everybody's gonna say. We'll get there. 7 o'clock, AJ Terrell joins the show. He was kind enough to give us a few minutes after practice yesterday, and dare I say, got a little bit emotional with one of the questions.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was such a good conversation that we had with him. At 8 o'clock today, Phil Steele is gonna join the show, but right now, let's get into yesterday. The Falcons gave Caleb McGarry a two-year, $30 million extension.
Love it, personally. And I know that I did a video yesterday for the socials and talked a little bit about Caleb McGarry. Bo and I had a conversation as well about this extension. And the bottom line is, no matter what you think about Caleb McGarry, there is not a better option anywhere in the near future for the Atlanta Falcons in terms of the right tackle. He is a top five run blocker at right tackle in the NFL. He is a top 15 pass blocking right tackle in the NFL probably. Now everybody's going to look out there and see Lane Johnson and Penei Sewell and all these other guys and say, why can't we have that? Well, you know what, most teams don't have that. So I think Caleb McGarry has proven and has gotten better and better each year. I think he had one of, if not his best seasons last year, and so I wholeheartedly believe he was worth the $15 million per season starting next year.
Yeah, most people can't afford to pay their right tackle $25 million a year. I don't know where that money's coming from in Atlanta. Especially when you have an all-pro guard that you pay so much to, which would they do, and you have a left guard that's is entering his third year and is going to make some good money if you don't start thinking about extending him and Drake London. And so
Not to mention Jake's making, what, 22,
23?
Something like
I
that.
I think it's 21, but, yeah, he's making good money. And he deserves it. He is better than Caleb McGarry at his position and higher, I think you would say higher rank, but you can't have an all-pro at every position on the offensive line. You can't. And I think but we're getting – I'm getting ahead of myself just saying those things. You know, what all we ask for when we draft guys in the trenches with a first-round pick is that they start – that they have – that they're reliable and they can do their job at a high level. I think you can say both for Caleb McGarry. He's missed game here, game there through his career. He's also had a couple of seasons where he's never missed a game. He is one of the best run-blocking tackles, and forgive me if you've said these, but he's been one of the best run-blocking tackles in the league. Busy, the best pass-blocking? No, but one thing that gets so overlooked is week in and week out these days, the best edge rusher on every team goes against Caleb McGarry. For whatever reason, they're on the defensive left side, the offense's right side. And so some weeks he has bad days, don't we all?
Yeah.
But more weeks than not, he's pretty freaking good. And he's coming off the best season of his career.
Yeah.
And you need to do moves like this where you extend guys early so you don't overpay.
Yeah, and it's tough. The whole best season of the career thing, I kind of gave that a toss-up. I think 2 years ago was really, really good from him. I think he did have a couple of hiccups. And obviously, I personally, and this is – you're coming from an offensive lineman, so take it for what it's worth. I don't put week one on him last year. That was, you know, we've seen the Kirk Cousins cuts. We've seen, you know, some of the ways that this offense changed and a lot of things they did differently throughout the remainder of the season. And I look at week one and I'm like, that was the game plan? Like, that's what you thought was going to work against T.J. Watt? So frustrating from that aspect. And I know that he's become, like you talked about, a lightning rod for a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans. And, you know, why can't we have Lane Johnson? Why can't – guess what, guys? $15 million puts him – and talked about it yesterday, Bo, 12th or 13th highest paid right tackle. It's not as much as people think it is. You look at 15, you're like, oh, my God. Dude, that barely gets him inside of the top half of right tackles in the NFL.
I have a question about the news breaking yesterday. Going into practice, does he know the news is going to drop? Because, Mike, I believe it was you yesterday that was like, Kale looks ready to go today. Like, looked a little hyped up. Like, did he know going in that news was going to drop any minute?
I would tend to think no. I think maybe – I mean, of course he knows it's close.
Yes.
I would tend to think that he got off the field and, you know, maybe Terry was waiting on him. Maybe the agent was on the phone or whatever else it was and was like, hey, let's do this thing. But usually I think that is a – as soon as it's agreed to, it's pen, meet, paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see some of the stuff come out, and I know there's pictures of it. I think the pictures were taken after practice.
Yeah, they were.
If I'm mistaken. So I just have to believe – that if he knew that there was a contract extension on the table, he would probably sign that before he went out to practice.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, okay,
probably not going to be like, hey, man, I'll get to it later. Let me just go out here and throw my body on the line. I'll get to that in a couple hours. I think it's one of those things that he probably came off the field and he probably knew it was in the works, and they were like, all right, let's go.
I would double down on it considering he's a player that's on the last – was entering the last year of a deal with no guaranteed money. So I can guarantee you that he wouldn't have went out there and his agent wouldn't have let him go out there and practice had it – no, you sign it first. We sign it first. I also think you have to understand who you're talking about. And I wholeheartedly believe there are some players you could say absolutely he knew that it was in the works. I don't know if Caleb did. Caleb's on record before saying there's not a player there's not a player that's more willing to get paid than me. You won't meet a person more willing to get paid. I think Caleb's agent's like, hey, we're talking to the Falcons. Here's what I'm looking at. Okay. Is that it?
And you're going to make about just a little under $1 million a week, if that's okay.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I'm not knocking him. I'm just telling you, it's important that he gets paid. The minutiae is not important to him.
Yeah.
Am I getting paid what I'm worth? Yeah.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think, and I saw that same exact quote, but I think when I looked at Caleb McGarry, and that same, I agree with you. I saw that, and it's like, you know what? There's nobody more willing to get paid than me. But he also followed it up with, but if I don't go out there and play and perform, then nobody's going to want to pay me anyways. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I try to focus on. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. And, you know, that kind of falls in line with some of the right tackles that I knew here. You know, guys like Tyson Clabo, and obviously saw Ryan Schrader the other day. They were much like that, much about their business as they kind of approached the season and knew that maybe big money would be on the line. And so it's nice to hear from Caleb McGarry.
I'm not trying to knock him. I actually think this is a compliment. You know how we're always like, hey, man, if you won the lottery, would you take it like every year, or would you want it paid? I don't care, man. If I won the lottery, it wouldn't matter how you paid me. Just pay me.
Yeah.
I feel like Caleb McGarry probably feels like I won the lottery, because you remember where he came from. When he got out of college, there was all these stories about it, you know, saving the family farm and all this kind of stuff. And kids from Washington State, right? Farm kid, right? His dad's a farmer. He's an avid outdoorsman. Caleb McGarry is one of those guys that probably wakes up every morning and says, I won the freaking lottery.
Yeah.
I play football 6 months out of the year and make millions of dollars, saved our family land. I get to go hunt whenever I want. Like, he's living the dream. So he does, like, it's, I mean, he's like, oh, how much? Wow, awesome. Let's go.
I feel like at some point, because correct me if I'm wrong, they traded up for him in that draft to get the 31.
They traded back in. They okay, traded, yeah. So they had Lindstrom at like 13 or 19 or something. They traded back in.
I think it was 14.
At 31 to get him.
So at some point, we are going to do an all trade up list from like the last, you know what I mean? Because every single time that Terry goes in the draft, the second pick he makes in the draft is a trade up.
Troy
Anderson.
But guess what? That was Thomas.
I know. I'm just saying we're going to do an all trade up list.
For all the crap Thomas gets for not being able to draft trenches, and I think, look, there can be an argument. There's three guys on this offensive line. The three stalwarts on this offensive line were drafted by who? And you can say Jake was a throwaway because he was an obvious, but there's a lot of people that poo-pooed it. I remember the moment he was drafted, doing the Mercedes-Benz at the stadium for the draft, and everybody was just killing it on Twitter, and I go, dude, you just drafted Chris Lindstrom. Do you know what this guy is? This guy's got all-pro capabilities, and guess what? He's been all-pro. And Caleb McGarry, while much aligned at times, has just been seventh or eighth year. He's about to be in his third contract starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Caleb on that contract extension. Coming up, we're going to peel back the layers on training camp from yesterday and get a check on that Braves game. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.